I mean, that's a big victory, you know. We felt like we played great week one and kind of got out of our hands. Obviously, week two, we shot ourselves in the foot. And this week, we didn't turn the ball over. We did a great job of running the ball well, throwing the ball, being balanced. Our defense did a great job stopping their run. And it was a total team effort, special teams, everybody. You know, they're a good team over there. And it took a total team effort for us. I don't know. And today, our run game kind of clicked a little bit. On the long touchdown run, I didn't get touched. So, I mean, the offensive line did a great job. Greg Jones, Mercedes, they did a great job. Then Blackman came in and blocked the safety, and all I had to do was try to outrun everybody. So, when you get plays like that, you got to take advantage of them. We did leave some yards out there, but, you know, there's always something we can correct, like our four-minute drill. I think we can do much better than what we did. Kudos to them. They did a great job of stopping the run. And, you know, we have to be a little bit more efficient on first and second downs, and we got to be able to close out games. So there's still a lot of stuff. You know, it's great to get the first victory. Don't get me wrong. We're excited, but we know there's still a lot of stuff for us to do to work on and be the team we want to be and we're capable of being.
Anything, John?
You guys talk about validation all week. Need to get a win for how hard this team's worked overall.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't been here, but what I've noticed and seen through these guys, man, they've been busting their butts all year. So it was great to see that, you know, Cecil making that. I guess it was, I didn't get to see it until he started running, but heard it was like a one-handed catch, and he split the – I mean – the growth from these guys from last year is tremendous. So to get the validation of winning a game is what's going to help us grow even more. It's tough to do that when you're losing, you know. So, yes, it's one victory. It's a division game, which was big for us. And now we've got to keep working. You know we have a tough task next week against Cincinnati. But, you know, we're going to savor this one a little bit, learn from it, and get ready to go against them and play a great game. Oh, man. I mean, we did it before. We did it in Minnesota. So that was, like I said, that was great. It was funny. Blaine came in the huddle. He goes, oh, here we go again. Let's do it. You know, and this time it was one play. So, we always have confidence in Blaine. We have to be able to protect him. And our receivers can make plays. And so that's what we did. We're just going to continue to work and see what happens next. It's called God's play.
What's that?
It's called God's play.
God's play.
It's 32 power.
32 power?
That's it. That's our bread and butter.
That's your bread and butter?
Okay. Yeah, and we, you know, offensive, like I said before you were late, offensive line did a great job. they did a great job blocking. I didn't get touched. So when you don't get touched, you gotta make a defense pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, most of the time, 32 power looks like there's six guys jumping on top of you.
It happens. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, they did a great job in 4 minutes stuffing it. But, you know, that one play, sometimes, you know, lightning strikes in a bottle, and that was that play. We came out, got a great penalty, called a run play, wanted to go downhill, and it worked.
Did they catch this time?
Yeah, I guess I gained that step back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, huh? That's funny. Horrible reports by people.
Did you fake the dice thing or pretend like the dice thing?
I did the dice thing, but Coach, me and Coach Malarkey had talked, and he was like, you can celebrate as long as the ref touches the ball. So, and I threw the ball to the ref, and I took my ball back because I got to give it to my kids. So now we got the best of both worlds.
Well, you gave the ball to the back.
Right? Yeah, that's how you do it.
Did you have the ball and you never did the dice thing?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just... You know, that's my son wanted me to do that one. That's his favorite one, so I did it.
Your son wanted the dice play?
Yeah, he's a crazy kid.
How old is he?
Four. You know, he's cultured.